This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue the study which we began last time, The Bible Warns Against False Teachers and False Religions. Of course, I've already said a great deal about this. I've already read a number of passages of Scripture which relate to it. But let us continue today with making of the point that the Bible warns against false teachers. The Bible abounds, in fact, with warnings against false teachers, men who are charged. Men are charged with proving all things and with holding fast to that which is good. This we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. And I hope that you will write down all of these passages which I give you, and that you will read them for yourself to see if what I'm saying is really the truth. Notice, according to Acts 17 and verse 11, that in the sight of God, a person is noble if he will search the Scriptures daily to see if what those who say to him is the Word of God actually is the Word of God. Jesus himself warned, "And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many." Matthew chapter 24 and verse 11. And again he warned, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect." Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. Again Jesus warned, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves." Now, what does it mean when Jesus warns us to beware of false prophets who come to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves? He refers here to religious leaders who say to the people they are preaching the will of God when, as a matter of fact, they're not. Well, you say perhaps you yourself are a wolf in sheep's clothing. And that would be the truth if I indeed am saying that what I'm preaching is the Word of God, when, as a matter of fact, the Bible does not teach it. That's why I urge you to take your own Bible, read for yourself, and see if what I'm telling you is the truth. To the elders of the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul said, "I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them." Acts chapter 20, verses 29 to 30. Here is a warning that even among members of the church, even among the elders of local churches, it is possible for men to depart from the faith and to lead others away after them. To the brethren, to the members of the church at Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. You and I both know that it's a common practice of most people to think that any man who reads from the Bible and preaches automatically is serving the Lord. This is all the proof that most people need to conclude that a man really is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice that this passage makes clear, that is, Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, that those who teach doctrines contrary to the doctrine which the Apostle Paul preached do not serve our Lord Christ. Well, then, whom do they serve? Paul said this, "They serve their own belly." And what do? "By their smooth and fair speech, they beguile the hearts of the innocent." Now that makes clear that many people, many sincere people, are misled by false teachers. And I therefore urge you to take your Bible and to check up on every preacher you hear. Not only others, but I urge you to check up on me as well. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." Why? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Be back with us again tomorrow as we continue this important study.